Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A Survivor First Look coming your way in just a couple of moments. Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich. This is Bet Sweats, weekdays, 9 a.m. to noon Eastern, for the time being on the BetMGM network. All right. I've got a true story for you. I want to bring in Paul. I want to see his reaction to this one. This occurred yesterday. So I don't know if you guys deal with females in your life that have ideas for your career. Like, okay, let's see what you got here. Wife comes up to me in the kitchen yesterday, says, "I've got an idea for a show name." Can't wait to hear this, because we know in the gambling space, everything has been used. Every possible pun, you know, use of betting, whatever, a song. It's been done. Everything has been done to the point where people are copying off other shows and all that. I'm like, okay, let's listen to this one. What is your idea for a show name? Wanna bet?
Come on. She did not say that.
No.
Swear to God.
No way.
Sorry. Taken.
No.
Divorce filings are underway. Ridiculous. Mike, you've got to be kidding me. Literally the guy we just had on the show a couple of hours ago that I do the Sunday morning show with, the name of his show is Wanna Bet? Go ahead, Sam. What do you think? You've got a lot to say. When Sam does the look down, we're just kind of...
Joe, I thought it was the start of a new week, you know?
Yeah.
I thought it was the start of a new week.
Any thoughts? Wanna bet?
I don't.
What, Sam? Is that a turkey on the logo? Like, what's on that logo? It looks like a turkey to me, like with the shape.
I was looking at the figurines behind Sam. I was like, where's there a turkey? Sorry.
No. On the logo for the...
I mean, that is a chicken. That's a red chicken.
Okay. Not right totally crazy. Yeah.
What's the chicken from? Just because it's a chicken dinner.
I know, Joe. I got a name for a show. I don't know.
That's a show name, too.
Chicken dinner.
Yes.
We should do that one. Yeah. We should spend one of the next days just breaking down all of my trinkets. And then we can break down all of Joe's trinkets that he refused to get over the last year. Remember Paul?
I was going to get it. I was going to, but then they didn't send me a banner like you have, which is maybe half this.
Remember
size.
When Joe was like, "I don't have any stuff."
For a shelf, yeah.
Like, "I don't have anything." We're like, what do you mean you don't have anything?
I really don't. I don't have bobbleheads. I don't collect that. Well, I do have a couple that are in boxes. I have a Pat Hughes one somewhere. Like, yeah, I don't really have that stuff. I don't collect trinkets.
Toys.
They go in the garbage where they belong.
Like Ron Sayle's birthday cake.
Does look like a turkey.
So, it does. From a distance, I see turkey. Why is that picture
That's where do you see a turkey?
With the, saying, what's like the drumsticks on the sides? Yeah.
Get the feathers and the question mark?
Yeah. Bok, bok.
It's a football and a basketball and a question mark.
I see. Right. I'm in on the turkey. I'm in on the turkey.
See, look at the sky. What do you see? There's going to be a lot of that coming up. Just laying on the front lawn, spread out. Oh, look at that cloud. What do you see?
The front lawn is crazy instead of the back lawn.
Yes. When times were simpler.
Suburbs.
Yeah. Right. Times were much simpler back then when we could just look up and name that cloud.
Yeah. So
if I do that, kind of related. Sprinklers are coming on.
Yeah. When we were in Italy, like my mom was like, oh, there's that star and that star. And she had like an iPad and everything. I just tried to convince her that it was always Orion's belt because that's the only constellation I've got. And she was like, no, it's not. And that was the last time I looked up at the sky. There were some pretty wild moons over there. Yeah. I guess it's the same moon, but it looked different.
Italian moon.
Italian moon.
It's a good moon.
It honestly, it looked like that. It was like an orange moon. Yeah. Tears.
What is happening? What is happening?
So many moons.
Many moons, many moons. We handed them all out yesterday. All right, let's give a Survivor first look for the upcoming week in the National Football League. Here's the deal. You have options. You have plenty of options. Normally at this point in the season, when you have double-digit spreads, maybe you would think, I don't have that many options. They're kind of going away. That is not the case for this week. You have plenty of options. Hopefully you get through, unless this is the week of chaos. But I expect most of you will be able to get through, and then the challenge is going to be a week from now. If we go to the top of the board, the biggest favorite is the Rams, -13.5 against the Saints. Which quarterback? Probably the former backup in Shuck, as Rattler was benched this past Sunday. Almost a 2-touchdown favorite for the Rams at home. The Packers are at home, favored by 12.5 against the Carolina Panthers. Maybe Dalton. And the Chargers, a 10-point favorite on the road at the Tennessee Titans. Just a complete dumpster fire. Now we're heading into the third game with McCoy as the interim head coach. No life around this team at all. So you've got three double-digit favorites. And Sam, I expect people have the option to get through because they're going to have one of them, if not all of them, available. The one week the Rams are very popular, they lost to the Niners and eliminated all of those people. There's been no week where the Packers were the heavy favorite, and certainly the same situation with the Chargers. So you likely have one of those teams available. So if you want, there will be a double-digit favorite available for you since there's three of them. You also have the Lions, 8.5, 9-point favorite against the Vikings, and the Patriots, -5.5 against the Falcons. Plenty of options across the board, but I think most are going to get through and go with a double-digit favorite.
The Rams are probably the one of the three that I would take. I like teams at home. Call me crazy or call me boring, mm-hmm. whatever you want. I don't think the Rams are losing. We're going to get Tyler Shook, right? So they're making the quarterback change.
So.
Don't know that that's an upgrade, although Spencer Rattler did love to turn the football over. So maybe the Saints are galvanized by a potential quarterback change and they fight. I could see a cover. I don't think that offensive line is going to hold up against the Rams D line. I think the Rams are going to kill them on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So if I was still alive in Survivor, I'm not because I stink at it. Rams would be the first look. No doubt.
You get to go against Shook, Dalton, Ward, who looks really bad right now. I know he doesn't have much to work with, but he does not look great. So all of those spots are interesting. If you're looking at saving a team, the Rams in week 13 at Carolina, that's a good spot. The Packers week 11 at the Giants. The Chargers week 13 against Vegas. None of them have a handful of spots where you would want to save them. So I think you're fine with any of them. Lions and the Vikings, it's going to be J.J. McCarthy. I understand if you want to go down that road. I don't have a problem with it. Lions at home, any week. I'm probably not going to have an issue with it. But there are a couple of spots down the road, like the Giants. They host the Cowboys. I don't know if I'd go with that one, where you could use the Lions in the future. And then the Patriots, I have no interest in the Patriots. There might be somebody or some people looking to zig while others are zagging. Patriots -5.5 against Atlanta. That's just not the spot I would use them. If you still have them available, I would use them in week 11 against the Jets.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I think the Patriots could lose this week.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody sees it coming. There are many people that will not want to bet Atlanta. Not only money line. I mean, forget money line. I don't think you're going to see people that are going to want to bet the Falcons with the points. So we take an Atlanta team that was so sexy and broad-chested after beating Buffalo, and then Atlanta responds to the Buffalo upset with dud. So now they go to New England. Drake May, we're talking about for MVP. Patriots winning the division. They're the 2 seed in the AFC right now. I wonder how popular New England's going to be. I'm not saying take Atlanta, obviously.
No.
But no, I am very, very nervous about anybody that wants to bet New England Survivor.
When you have these other four options, why would you do it? When you have Rams, Packers, Chargers, maybe even Lions, why would you do it? It just doesn't make sense to me. Not the spot for the Patriots. They're -250 on the money line, okay? And the Rams at BetMGM are -1,000. The Packers are -900. The Chargers, -600. Rams, I'd rather Lions, -500. And then you're going to take half of that? Half of the Lions one? A quarter of the Rams one on the money line? No. This is a week where you just, okay, let's plug it in. Let's look at who I have available. Figure it out. Which one you want to go with? Maybe if you have a couple spots, you split it up between them and you figure the rest out later. You're going to have to figure things out next week for sure. This is the one you want to have in the back of your mind. Okay, the biggest favorite on the board is going to be Buffalo at Miami, it looks like. After that, Denver, division game against Vegas. The Bears against the Giants. Seattle against Arizona. Almost all of those point spreads are going to be inside of a touchdown. So it's not going to be viewed as an easy week like we're looking with this week with the Rams, Packers, and Chargers at the very top. I don't think you have to spend as much time thinking. If you want to do game theory, okay, cool, I get it. The good thing is there isn't any one team that's going to be 50% because people are going to split it up. They're all going to be 20-something between them.
Yeah, I'm looking at this game next week, Baltimore and Minnesota. Like, who's... Obviously, we have to get through this weekend first, where Lamar comes back and J.J. McCarthy ideally comes back. Do both quarterbacks make it through this weekend? Do we see them both next Sunday? I don't know. -110 each way. Yes, no. Baltimore at Minnesota. Who's playing quarterback? No idea.
Interesting that they're deciding Baltimore. Okay, now's the time for Lamar. We got our win. Now let's push it with Lamar, because you could have a potential larger break there. You would have it after that Thursday game. I think that's kind of interesting. Joe O, Sammy P, another hour to go. Our buddy Will Brinson from CBS Sports hangs out next on the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.